This is Amapá, a vast undeveloped region in northern Brazil, running from the mouth of the Amazon to the French Guiana border. Until 1988, when it was incorporated as a Brazilian state, Amapá was a largely uninhabited federal territory. Nearly a decade later, there are still just 500,000 Amapá residents in an area as large as the U.S. state of Illinois. The state of California is constantly looking for newer and safer ways to improve architectural design. The Golden Gate Bridge is a vital link for the 58,000 vehicles that cross the bridge every day. So far, this landmark has been unaffected by earthquakes in Northern California. The Bay Bridge, which serves as a major artery between San Francisco and Oakland, was partially destroyed in 1989 by the Loma Prieta earthquake. The first machine to lift its own weight plus a pilot off the ground vertically was built by a Frenchman, Louis Breguet, in 1907, less than 4 years after the first successful powered airplane flight by the Wright brothers. In March of 1998, the experiment completed its first in-flight cold flow test, in which gaseous helium and liquid nitrogen were cycled through the engine to check its plumbing system for leaks and to check its operating characteristics. This data, combined with engine hot firings conducted on the ground, are providing information to predict the effects of an aerospike firing during flight. The laser program was concluded in November 1998. Cesar may have set the standard for the Ritz, but it was his wife Marie and his children who maintained them after his death in 1918. In 1979, the Ritz family was forced to sell the hotel. The new owner was Egyptian businessman and billionaire Mohammed Al-Fayed. Al-Fayed gave the Ritz a multi-million dollar facelift. In the dry, flat lowlands, Mexican piñon and alligator juniper thrive alongside sycamore, cottonwood, walnut, and willow. Common desert plants such as cactus, yucca, and agave color the landscape. And roadrunners, Arizona whitetail, Apache fox squirrel, and the pig-like javelina make their homes here. People from all over the world continue to come here to celebrate and to pray. There is something special about Jerusalem. It is the city touched by God.